Hello and welcome to this podcast. I'm Sabrina Gasula, Associate Editor of SDM Magazine. With me today is Chief Technology Officer and Vice President of Industry Relations at Tyco Integrated Security, who was recently named the new President of the Central Station Alarm Association International. That's Jay Hahn. Congratulations, Jay, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Sabrina.
So, can you tell us, what are you most excited about accomplishing as president of CSAA?
I'm really excited to become president of the Central Station Alarm Association. I believe the Central Station Alarm Association is confronting straight on many of the issues that are impacting our industry. And becoming president of the association enables me to guide the association in how they deal with those with these particular issues over the course of the next 2 years. So a couple of things that are impacting the industry are what Central Station Alarm Association is doing. I think the most important thing that the association is doing is leading the development of what's called the ASAP program, the Automated Secure Alarm Protocol. Right now, if a monitoring center needs to make a dispatch request to a police department or a fire department, the operators, the agents in the monitoring center pick up the phone and dial a number into the public service answering point, what's called a PSAP. The PSAPs are what are also known as the 911 centers. And the information for that alarm dispatch is relayed verbally. The operator gives the PSAP the name of the location and the address and does all that verbally. It's a little bit of a time-consuming effort, and not very efficient, and there's also room for human error in that. And so what ASAP does is enables a dispatch request with all the alarm information to flow from the monitoring center's automation system out through a very secure network into the public service answering point with all that information about the dispatch request. It's a very crucial program that we're doing right now, and it's a program that first responders, law enforcement, and fire resources are also pretty excited about. The second thing that I'm going to be focusing on is bringing the PPVAR, the Partnership for Priority Video Alarm Response, bringing that group into the Central Station Alarm Association as one of our premier standing committees. I'm doing that because I believe, I'm doing that because it's important that our industry have one consolidated voice back to law enforcement and about issues that impact our industry. And right now, PPVAR, was started for a very good reason, but I speak to Don Young, who is the chairman of PPVAR. I speak to him frequently. We spoke often going into the CSAA annual meeting, and our intent was to, in front of the CSAA board, to talk about bringing PPVAR in as this committee, as a standing committee under CSAA. After Don made a presentation to the CSAA board, and then I led about an hour and a half of discussion about it, the CSAA board voted to begin the effort to work with PPVAR to have them come in and be that standing committee. I'm really excited about that because I don't think it was healthy for the industry to have two separate associations sending sometimes goal congruent, sometimes not goal congruent messages to law enforcement. I think it's very important to the industry that we accomplish this.
Absolutely, Jay. Those both sound like really exciting undertakings. So can you tell us a little bit more about what it's going to take to take the ASAP program forward and to really get it implemented in many more cities?
In order to get ASAP implemented, The companies that have signed up to participate need to accelerate their portions of the work to get onto the ASAP network. It is a fairly complex because we're in the beginning of it. It is a fairly complex endeavor that's going a little slower than any of us would like. So to get it moving, it's just more focus from the charter companies to implement.
Right. And then going back to the PPVAR program and how that's going to work under CSAA, what are the next steps to deciding what the structure of that group is going to be within CSAA?
It is up to me to establish a small, I'm not going to call it a committee, a small working group that consists of a few stakeholders, key stakeholders within CSAA and also within PPVAR and gentlemen like Don Young and Steve Walker, who are the leaders of PPVAR. Fortunately, they are also very valuable members of the CSAA board of directors. So it's really just a matter of getting together and laying out a framework for how we're going to bring PPVAR into CSAA and still allow PPVAR to perform their mission, but make it work within the auspices of CSAA. So it's a matter of, people say, okay, let's form a committee. So I called it a little working group. That's what we need to do to lay out what the framework is going to look like.
Yeah, we're very much looking forward to that. As you said, Jay, that's going to go a long way to making sure that the security industry can present one unified message to other stakeholders such as law enforcement. So as you mentioned, the decision to bring PPVAR into CSAA was one of the things that happened during the annual CSAA meeting in Quebec City. Can you share other highlights from the annual meeting with us?
So the PPVAR was of course the huge highlight. The discussion of ASAP with all of the first responders was also very important. One of the most important things that I think happens at every CSAA annual meeting is that the leadership from the International Association of Chiefs of Police, leadership from the National Sheriff's Association, the leadership from the International Association of Fire Chiefs, they attend the Central Station Alarm Association meetings, and the partnership that we have with those associations is always reinforced at these meetings. We are truly, in the whole purpose of the Central Station Alarm Association or companies is to avoid crime and to detect fires and protect property. And the leaders of those associations they represent, they are the folks that are on the front line for responding to events of bad things that happen. So furthering that relationship is crucial, and this meeting always goes a long way to doing that through the various meetings that we have to discuss issues that impact us. They were, very interested. I'd say the key thing that was of interest in them this year is furthering an ASAP and to keep that moving.
Speaking about goals for CSA, what, in your opinion, what is the biggest opportunity facing monitoring companies today?
Well, the biggest opportunity facing monitoring companies right now is again, not to be redundant, but that is to adopt and get on board with the ASAP program. Adoption of that cannot be understated in how important that is. The other thing that is happening is there are many, many new entrants coming into our industry with the telecommunications companies and the cable providers. And those companies have joined the Central Station Alarm Association. They have joined the AICC, which is a subcommittee of the Central Station Alarm Association that deals with communications issues. And the fact that these companies are coming in and joining the association shows that they are taking the industry issues into consideration as they come into our industry. and they, you know, they were represented at our annual meeting, and developing a working relationship with these firms, you know, to so that we all work together on these issues that are impacting our industry is critically important.
Absolutely. And on the other side of that coin, what are some of the challenges that monitoring companies face, and how can CSAA help?
Well, some of the biggest challenges that monitoring companies face right now, I believe, is alarm signaling and how signals, a historical term we've always called when something happens at a protected premise and that information needs to get into a monitoring center, it's always been called a signal. And so how alarm signals get into the monitoring center is of prime importance right now. You know, the traditional public switch telephone network that has carried alarm signals since the early 80s, Ma Bell has been providing the wire that has been used for signaling for well over 100 years. And as our industry closely follows what goes on in the IT industry, and the phone industry is rapidly changing from a wired or PSTN-based network into an IP network, that has a huge impact on our industry as more communications moves over to cellular. And cellular technology changes pretty quickly as we move from 2G to 3G to 4G and LTE. That has a big impact on our industry. So the CSAA, and you know, particularly working with the CSAA committee, AICC, is very, very involved in working on those issues and transferring a lot of knowledge about that to its membership. You know, the CSAA staff and board members and all probably heard me say 10 times at this meeting, my biggest desire as president of CSAA is to make sure that I'm increasing membership value. That's why people join associations. So increasing membership value cannot be understated. So the things that are going on with alarm communications, with ASAT, with PPVAR are the things that that drive interest from to our members and things they need to know about and need handled, need folks to know that they're paying attention to it for them.
Definitely, that's right. And finally, you're also strongly involved with the Security Industry Association and the Electronic Security Association. Do you see a higher level of cooperation among these three associations in the future?
Very, very much so. You know, I'm coming off a two-year stint as the chairman and president of the Security Industry Association, and one of my goals as the chairman of the Security Industry Association was to get closer to other associations, primarily industry associations. There was, quite frankly, you know, kind of a wall between Security Industry Association, the Central Station Alarm Association, and ESA, and I think that I've accomplished the goal of breaking down those walls and have the associations work together on things that, again, that drive membership value. The work that we do together on state and federal legislative issues cannot be understated. ESA has a very strong government relations group. The Security Industry Association has a very strong government relations group. CSAA, through AICC, very involved in government relations. So I know that I've seen the coming together of these groups on government issues. It can't be understated how well they've worked together. So I think the walls have been broken down, and my goal is to just make sure that we maintain that level of cooperation. I have no doubt that that will happen. I know the incoming chairman of SIA very well. I know the executive director of ESA and their government group, and I have no doubt that we're going to be able to continue that.
Sounds great, Jay. Thanks again so much for spending some time with us today. We wish you all the best in this new role and are looking forward to a lot of great things from CSA this coming year.
That's awesome, Sabrina. Thank you very much.
Thank you.